everyone, and welcome to episode 292 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening to this show, let me fill you in on what it's like. It's kind of like trying to hold on to a fart, you know? Try to hold it in. Let me explain, okay? You know, sometimes you're sitting there and you decide, hey, I'm going to have that fast food. Maybe it doesn't agree with you. You know, you eat some Taco Bell, maybe some McDonald's or something. A couple hours go by and maybe you're at a movie or on a first date, riding in a train by yourself, or maybe even an elevator. Who knows, you know? But all you do know is it wants to come out. So you try so hard to push it back up into your body. But nope, it's not having it. It's coming. Then it finally comes out. It's loud. It smells. People are completely appalled. That's 8-Bit Geek for you. I'm Jeremy. And with me are two men who held in so much gas, they actually farted out of their mouths.
I'll take ownership of that. I'm Kevin. Hey, man. Walk the talk or something.
I'm Doug. I haven't had that happen, but I will say this. Before the show tonight, so I took a shower because I my schedule is all sorts of weird and fucked up. So I was taking a shower to kind of wake up. And like right above the shower, I suddenly had to shit, which is just the worst thing because you're like, I'm in the shower.
And then like, you're like, ooh, I was clean for a second. Now I'm going to get dirty again.
Like, God damn it. Like, and you know, it was like like the rumbly stomach. You're like, ah, this is going to be a bad one. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. So did you get, now the real question is, mid shower, did you shut down the shower, go into the bathroom, do your business, and then get back into the shower?
No, because I was like,
why?
Yeah, well,
I finished my shower. I feel like I would have done that because it's just like, there's nothing worse than getting out of the shower and then just instantly dirtying your butt.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel unclean again.
The way you say that, dirty your butt.
Well, that's what you do. Oh, man. So have you ever at least burped so badly that it smelt like a fart?
No.
Yes.
Story.
No, you can. Okay, people have. I've eaten some raunchy fucking things.
And well, yeah, you have. Like, you ass eating motherfucker.
Yeah. No. Like, there's some stuff. You know, like I love garlic. I love Greek food. So like tzatziki sauce and everything, man. That shit sticks around. I love onions. Motherfucker. I love ass. Is that what you want to hear? Jeremy's dead.
That just got me. Oh, you dirty mouth motherfucker.
Oh, I said you ass eating motherfucker.
Same thing. Oh my God, that's so great. If you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more, well, we've got 291 episodes in the past that you could go listen to right over on Audio Boom. Audio Boom is a great source for all of your audio entertainment. They provide the bandwidth for our show, and you can go check them out. If you don't want to go to Audio Boom, well, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and so many more places. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course, every Monday night, we record this show live on Twitch. Okay. Now, if you also want to connect with people from the show, but you can't make it to a live show, and you've been like, man, been real lonely lately. What am I missing? Friends? Yep, that's it. Just been hanging out by myself lately. Well, then you can hop on over to Discord and check us out there on the 8-Bit Geek. You're going to meet some great people over there and some not so great people, Rex.
Jesus.
I was going to volunteer as tribute on that one, but you didn't give me time.
I mean, we just have a great community that's built up over there. You can meet people, hang out. We also, with that, you know, we use Discord as our kind of base of community to hang out with the fans and also do some events. And we are planning on doing one. I think we're going to release the info Wednesday, I think, this week, where we're going to do a Secret Santa. And so if you want to be a part of that, make sure you check on the Discord. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to, you know, send some gifts back and forth to people. Should be pretty cool this year. So
those are always fun.
A little Secret Santa. Of course, we have other shows on the network. If you like this one, you may like 8-Bit Saga, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. They're all very fun, very great, entertaining podcasts for you to eat up. And then, of course, over on Patreon is where you can help us pay for some overhead. You know, this show, in order to reach a whole bunch of people and for us to reach our goals, it takes money. And in order for us to get money, we offer you more content as a way to say thank you for your hard-earned dollars. And you can get that with shows like The Diner. We put out a daily show every week. We also put out every week, you're going to get a new page of our 8-Bit Saga comic. You're also going to get pre-show, post-shows, and then, I mean, we even do random stuff. Like Kevin did a photo shoot of him in football gear, and it was spectacular.
Football gear, quote unquote.
Well, go check it out. You'll see that gear.
Yeah, yeah. Debbie was already talking last night about, like, what are we gonna do next? She's like, "What's popular right now?" She's like, "Hockey, what, basketball?" I'm like, "Well, it's the holidays." And so, like, she's on Amazon looking up, like,
turkey suit,
sexy Santa outfits. I'm like, great, that's in my history. I was like, you didn't even do that, like, incognito mode. So I'm gonna get weird targeted ads.
Please let it happen. I also apologize if you're hearing this on the podcast and you're like, man, Kev sounds weird. I am me for the first time in 6 years. I'm having internet connection issues, people, and I apologize for it. So,
and that is, so for those that are also in the Twitch stream, if you're hearing some, like, weird noise, like, it's, again, your audio, Jared, is weird. It's,
yeah, you sound like fucking T-Pain right now.
That's the way you sound. And maybe it's not our connections. Maybe it's maybe Discord is having issues tonight. I don't know, because yeah, that's the way I sound. I mean, that's the way you guys sound to me.
Yeah, it's not like, you're not like, it's not the auto tune, like, weird, like, breaking up. It's just, it's, it sounds like every, like, half second, like, it drops for a second or whatever. It's really, yeah, broken, you up just sounding. Me, it's now really too. Weird. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what it is.
Strange. So we are having some technical issues this week. We do apologize. So if you're the first time listener, it doesn't happen all the time. You know, so it is happening now. Okay, so let's move on. We have misconnections, and guess what? We have to read these off here. The fans with the bit war last week. Here's who won. Floor Salami came in first place. So Kev, you're doing Professor J. Farnsworth this week.
Ah, yes.
Dr. Merrick won in second place, and he picked mine, which was A Pimp Named Slickback. And then Random Hero for Doug, you're doing Donald Trump.
Oh, fuck.
So.
All right. Goddamn, I didn't prepare at all.
So, misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. And those funny voices are picked by our audience on Twitch with whoever wins the bit war, I guess you could say, in the chat. And so we've been doing that for a while. It's become very popular. People really enjoy it. And these ads are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Doug, I don't read ahead. Just have fun with it. And it's perfect. I picked this because I think it's perfect for the voice that you have to this week.
The problem is, like, I don't think I've ever done a Trump voice, so I don't know.
It's really easy. All you have to do is this.
Yeah, it's like, it feels like I gotta talk with my lips out, but, like,
you gotta talk, and you have to draw out.
Huge. It's gonna be huge for America. I don't know.
I'm an idiot. You kinda sound like fucking Mr. Mackey from.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's gonna be huge, buddy.
Oh, fuck. Man, now I'm sick. God damn it. Crash Paradise just came with an 8-month reset.
Also, Gone Off, 7 months. So thank you, Gone Off and Crash Paradise, both y'all.
Woohoo!
Oh. Oh, well. So extra. He turned into a horse at the end.
Awkward.
Fuck. God damn it. The stupid voice. Again, I'm like pursing my lips because I feel like that's just how it talks.
You have to. You have to get into character.
Well. Okay, yeah. So I gotta close my eyes. Talk like this. I don't know. Huge.
That's good.
Okay. This is to the beautiful girl bleeding in line at the DPS. That's Mackie. That's all it turns into. Just right back to Mackie. I can't fuck. God damn it, Donald Trump, you piece of shit.
You say that more than often, by the way.
Yeah. Hi. I was in line today at the DPS getting my registration for my car. You know which one I'm talking about. The Car Force One.
God damn it.
The Car Force One.
It's a very nice car. It's the best car. It's the greatest car in America. It had expired a long time ago, but I was in Europe, and I forgot about it. It was in France. I stayed at a really nice Trump hotel in France. Very nice. Very huge. Huge. It was raining, so I didn't go outside.
Oh. Oh, current.
Anyway, you were standing in line in front of me. You were wearing a really nicely fitted American Apparel low cut Super V short sleeve t-shirt. Trust me, I know them. My wife Melina owns all of them. Her Melina? Closet is huge. I don't know, I got nothing. I put my hood up because I'm so embarrassed by this. You're also wearing cute ballet slippers, short cut bobbed hair with a seashell hair clip halfway back your head. I pay a lot of attention to the women I plan on grabbing by their pussies.
Oh, God. I was not ready for that.
Sorry, the amount of detail in this fucking post is very surprising for Donald Trump. You're also wearing the sexiest yet cutest white skinny jeans I've ever seen. Like the definition of the most indie beautiful queen of all the hipsters.
Donald, you dog.
Oh fuck, sorry, I just saw like Crush Paradise came with all those bits. Holy shit.
Yeah, Crush Paradise came in hard on the bit.
1500. All right. Listen, regardless of your status among the gods of cool, I was hypnotized by how you stood legs together, bent at a slight angle, resting in a frozen motion against your knees.
Oh no. Oh no.
I was fixated. There's words in here that I know he doesn't know, so it's really hard. I was fixated.
You gotta come up with more simpler words.
Yeah, but I was staring rudely and fascinated. I noticed that some type of light red was forming towards the bottom of your pants.
Oh, Doug's hand went over his face.
Oh no. Doug. Or Trump. Or whatever you.
I was very confused because normally when I see stuff coming out of the area, it's yellow onto my face. Anywho's. God. At first, I thought I was hallucinating. Again, not because of my enraged fascination with you. But then I noticed it was getting darker. The more you move, the more bigly it spread.
Oh.
And then I thought, maybe this is that incredible European supermodel pose you was actually your way of holding in your monthly crime scene.
Oh.
I don't blame you. I wanted to say something. I wanted to break those chains that bind you. I heard dirty in my mind promise that we were made. What, that we made were in vain. The promises that we made were in vain.
It's the song Separate Ways by Journey. God damn it. Why do I know this?
I don't know. Someday love will find you. My kingdom for a tampon.
Oh my God. No. What
I would give given for a blood tea bag of love.
Oh come on.
Don't act surprised. It could have saved you the embarrassment of the situation. If I'm Donald Trump, all I would have had to have done is said anything out loud. And no one would have noticed you were there. If you read this, please email me at DonaldTrump@WhiteHouse.gov.
God,
I will always have maxi pads for you. I'll steal them from Melina and Tiffany. Because we both know that other bitch daughter of mine, Ivanka, is tighter tubes. I don't know.
I don't know if it cut out or you cut out. It was really weird. It was like you got censored by the man.
Maybe so I did. Gross. Oh, fuck. I'm on an email list.
Right, now we're on a list.
Yeah. I'll be there for you at all of your hipster bleeding beauty.
Is this still going?
Yeah. This message has been approved by the Office of the President, Donald J. Trump.
Mm. All right. I got to do no, this is not my character. This is Kevin's character, so I'm sorry if I ruin it, Kev.
Who are you doing?
I'm doing a pimp named Slickback, which I already announced.
Oh yeah, let's see that.
Okay, here we go.
Nah, baby. It's me, a pimp named Slickback.
It's so bad.
It's so good.
I mean, like, yeah.
Why don't I have any misconnections? Man for woman. 37. Nova.
What the fuck?
Everywhere I go, I scan my surroundings and I wonder if someone is secretly plotting a CL. That's a class license misconnection post for me. Slickback. We locked eyes briefly at the CVS as you were picking out those hemorrhoid ointments. You smiled at the Slickback so innocently.
Sorry?
If this is you telling me what I was wearing, nothing. Slickback wears nothing. I drive down the interstate and look for all the cars. And then come home and check that CL to see if anyone missed a connection with the sexy blonde guy in the Toyota going towards Reagan National on the Beltway. You eyeballed me and picked your nose. I want you to take me out. Still nothing. Slickback sad. I get up there.
Clickback?
Slickback.
Slickback. But whatever.
That's fine. Well, you could click back on Slipback.
Horrible.
Mike says, why is Jared doing Jeff Sessions?
I get up every day. I shower. I get dressed and go out. Just so someone can miss a connection and look for me on CL. Don't approach me in public. Slickback gonna get your pimp back. I'm waiting for you here. Slip back out. Baby.
What? What the fuck?
And there you go. Now, Kev, you're up.
Well, here we go. I'm doing fucking James T. Farnsworth from that show Family Futurama.
How high are you right now, Kev?
I am not high at all.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wink.
How many fingers are you holding up?
Wink. I forgot. People at work listen to this. Wink.
No, I'm really fine. I was just making fun of that because I don't really know that whole name. But here we go. Good news, everyone. Worst birthday ever. Seriously. Male for women. 26. Old St. Louis. Because they don't go to New St. Louis anymore. Especially East New St. Louis. But that's, I digress. Do you have time for a sad but true story? Here it goes. So today is my birthday. At one point, I was 26. I'm far from that. I live out of town, but dated a woman that lives here in St. Louis up until today. I was incredibly excited to come home to see her because I have not been in town for almost 2 weeks. Best of all, it is my birthday, and let's face it, on your birthday, you expect the friggin' world. So the good news, I arrived in town today at 2 p.m. and called her to let her know I was 5 minutes away. She asked me to call her at the time. When I got to her house, I noticed a bunch of cars out front. So I knew almost exactly what to expect. Lots of people, cake, balloons, a party. I gleefully entered the house and see nobody. But I hear some faint sounds coming from the upstairs area. Oh shit. I hope this isn't going where I think it's going. So I work my way up, and as I get closer, I can now tell the sounds are coming from the bedroom. Oh, fuck. Odd. Did you know this is my birthday? Maybe they are doing some strange party up there. I come up to the room, open the door. I cannot believe my eyes. Oh, God, this keeps going. I feel like I went white in the face at this point. There was my girlfriend in the middle of a gangbang with three other guys and one lobster in our bed. Worst of all, she was moaning and groaning and carrying on like she did this all the time. Flabbergasted.
Because she did.
I guess so. The way she handled them. Flabbergasted. I yelled out her name, asking what was she doing?
Because you
after obviously several of the longest seconds of my life, she responded, letting you know that we are over. Happy birthday. By this time.
Yo, bro, we done. Happy birthday.
The disbelief turned into sadness, and I was crying. Not little manly tears. I was bawling. I turned around and slammed the door shut. I gathered a few of my things I had there and left. I drove around for hours, thinking about what was going on my birthday. After driving for a while, I ended up at a St. Louis bread company and sucked in the corner booth, trying to force myself to eat something. I decided there's still some time left to try and enjoy my birthday today. So I am here now, writing this posting, hoping someone out there wants to turn my day around and show me what it means to have a birthday. Well, that's fucking terribly sad.
Good news!
good news! Someone showed up later on, a few years later. Well, conversations.
All right. Well, that was that, Miss Connections.
That was sad.
I can't wait to see what Crush Paradise has for us by the end of the show. I don't know if anyone's going to beat him. Yeah, but who knew that the Grinch would beat out everybody?
Yeah. I didn't even know it was coming out.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. It seems to be that way nowadays. The Grinch came out. It made $66 million at the box office, taking the number one spot this week. Overlord also came out, debuting with $10 million. So if you ever want to see World War II zombies and you didn't want to play it on Wolfenstein, you can go watch the movie.
I forgot that even came out. Oh, boy.
Aw, look at Mo gifting all these subs.
Yeah, to like us too. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Mo. Yeah, we're subbed to our own channel.
Does that make us hipsters? No, that would make us assholes. Well, we're a little bit of both. Right, Doug?
Yep.
Well, before we get into the news, let's get the sad thing out of the way because I know that everybody wants us to address that.
Yeah.
So one of the forefathers of geekdom has passed away. And that would be Stan Lee. Stan Lee has passed, and yeah, at the age of 95. And so, yeah, it's a sad day, but it's also like I don't know. I feel like even though, you know, we kind of knew this was coming for some time, I think. You know, he stopped doing his public appearances. We kept hearing about things that, you know, that would come in, you know, passing of people trying to help him with his finances and taking advantage of him. And, you know, it just, so there's little things here and there. And so, but I think that, I think overall we can celebrate his life. We can celebrate his legacy and what he leaves behind, which is something I think that affected us, all of our youths. Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Kind of helped mold us a little bit, shape us to the people who we are today. The things that we love influenced us to, you know, with everything. And of course, look at the juggernaut of Marvel films of what he has been able to give us. Like, we, you know, without him, we would not have the modern day superhero. And if we did, it would look a lot different possibly than what we have now. So,
yeah.
Marvel.com has a really good write-up on Stan Lee and his passing and stuff. They have a quote at the top of the page. I want to just read real quick just because it's a beautiful quote from Stan. And it says, "I used to be embarrassed because I worked, or because I was just a comic book writer while other people were building bridges or going on to medical careers. And then I began to realize entertainment is one of the most important things in people's lives. Without it, they might go off the deep end. And I feel that if you're able to entertain, you're doing a good thing." So that's just a quote from him that's on the top of the thing. I just thought it was like a you know, almost inspiring words. Mm-hmm. If you were doing what you love, like, that's a good thing, whether it's entertainment or not. But mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know, man. He is just such a good dude. And we got the privilege of seeing him numerous times at various conventions,
yeah,
and whatnot. I think one of the coolest experiences I know that I've had was at Alamo City Comic Con a number of years ago. We went into his giant Q&A panel that he was doing.
Yep. Yeah,
and it was a fucking hoot. Like, he was so funny and so engaged. And Nick and I were able to go up to the press section, which was right at the foot of the stage, and grab some phenomenal pictures. And I think it was that same convention where I ended up meeting his handler, mm-hmm. like outside of the convention, who actually got me into like right up next to him, essentially, to like take photos while he was signing stuff that no one else was able to do. Like, you weren't allowed to take pictures of him while he was signing or whatever, because he obviously wanted you to pay the $150 or $200, whatever it was, for the personal photo with him. So it was really cool that we like got the end with that, and, you know, we're able to get those photos that like no one else was getting.
Yeah, at convention. Yeah, that was really cool.
And I think all those available, or should be available, on our website still, I believe. Hopefully, I don't know, in our photo galleries if they're still up.
Yeah, like back to that panel that he was putting on, he just really lit up a room. Like I said, just being in that presence, like, it was the nerd equivalent of seeing God, you know, just being able to see him there live.
That's true.
And man, it was, yeah, like I said, it was just something I remember to the T. Like, and man, I'm just glad I got to at least be in the same room as him at one point in life. But man, that guy, like I said, yeah. I don't know what life would have been like without him.
Yeah. And then I think, Jeremy, I think you and I went and saw him again a couple of years ago at Dallas Comic Con. Mm-hmm. I think you and I went to one of his panels there, because I remember that one being really awkward because he couldn't hear the questions from the speakers because of the room sound, you know, like how the speakers. And I just remember being a little awkward, but it was still funny. He was mm-hmm. still, he was getting to that point where he would answer the question sort of, but like really he would just ramble about like whatever. But I do remember him talking about, like, you know, he used to be friends with, what's that guy? Oh my God, why did it just leave me? The guy that created like Batman and stuff. And
Jim Lee?
No.
Oh, God, not no. Jim Lee.
Why did I say Jim Lee? I don't know what I'm fucking, yeah.
But like, how they used to go out to dinner and stuff with their family, their wives and stuff. And how he made some fucking joke about, because, oh my God, what is his fucking name? It's like Bob something.
Bob Kane.
Bob Kane. He made some joke about Bob Kane being dead, which was like terrible, you know, like, oh shit. Be like, he's like, just kidding, Bob. No, just kidding. Like, looking up, and then like, just no, just kidding, Bob. Like, looking down, like he was in heaven. Like, oh no, he's not in heaven. I'm looking down. So it's really fucking funny, especially just, you know, classic Stan. And I don't know. I'm glad we got to have those experiences. I'm also, We've lost two people from that 1 year in Alamo City. We lost Scott Wilson earlier this year too.
Yeah.
So, and that was all that one convention we had. That was such a good fucking convention.
It was. Really, yeah. Yeah. That was when we were just covering it as photos and as press and doing interviews and stuff like that. Yeah.
The, I just watched Stan Lee in a film 2 days ago, and I was watching the Teen Titans Go movie. Mm-hmm. And he has a cameo in that, and it's so funny because he's like walking around and he goes to the camera, he's jumping around in the background, and he's like, yeah, and wait a minute, this isn't a Marvel film. He's like, I gotta get out of here. And
yeah, his cameo in the new Spider-Man game too was very touching.
Oh, it was so touching. I have a feeling that they probably have filmed him on a green screen for multiple movies to come. Like, I think we're going to see him in at least a couple more films.
Yeah, I'm sure he's already done his Marvel 4 or Avengers 4 one. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's probably done the next Spider-Man one. Mm-hmm. I was like, they've already filmed, like, wrapped up filming on that. And I'm sure he's probably done, you know, whatever for Captain Marvel. And then, you know, whatever else is in the pipeline, I guess, for the next few years, I'm sure he's already done something. Because mm-hmm. one, like, everyone knew he was, you know, he was getting old, but I know they did a lot of these. They talked about a while ago that he had filmed like a number, like all at once, because they were like, hey, let's do Spider-Man, Thor, you know, and all of this all at like the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, all, like I said, all it takes is like they put him in wardrobe, put him in his green screen, and be like, all right, we know we're gonna place him, you know, and like he says his line, does his thing, and then they can just add him in later.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. So. So rest in peace, Stan Lee. Thank you so much for all of the wonderful memories and everything that you brought to this world. And you know, I hope that one day I can make somebody as happy as you've made so many people.
So. Yes.
All right, let's get to the news here, where Disney is launching its own, you know, Netflix rival, and It's going to be a juggernaut. This thing is going to be huge. And the content that they have in the pipeline already that they've announced. But what they did do is, I don't know, they pay like millions of dollars to employees in the marketing team. And this is the best that they could come up with. I think it sucks as a name, but they're going with it. It's called Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Out of everything you could have chosen, it's Disney Plus.
I just want to remind you, this is the same team that changed, probably not the same team, but the same people that changed ABC Family to Freeform. Mm. So, you know, not really on par with the,
why wouldn't you just,
it's just not good at naming things.
You know, what's better than Disney Plus? How about Disney Play? I don't, you know, like, I mean, just something as simple as that.
It's like Google Plus, like when Google Plus tried to be a thing where you're just like, eh, like a, this is going to have great content, but eh.
Yeah. Yeah, well. So one of the things that they're bringing to the network, and this for me, I love this shit. I have so many, like when I go to Disney, I'll go into the Imagineering section of the park, and like the you know, they'll look at all the cells from the films, and they're going to bring an Imagineering TV show. It's a documentary that focuses on all the Imagineering and all the past of Disney and everything. Fucking awesome. I think this is going to be great. And I will watch this every week or however they drop it, if they're going to drop it in whole seasons or whatnot. So I love it.
I have a question, because I've only been to Disney World. Is Disney, which one came first, Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Disneyland came first. I guess that makes sense because California. Okay.
Yeah, Disney.
But that was the smaller one though, too, right?
Yeah. What they say is that Disneyland can fit in the parking lot of Disney World.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So, and I can confirm, I've been to both. Disney World is absolutely mind blowing with how huge every park is. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Another show headed to Disney Plus is a second live action Star Wars series. And Doug, you're pretty excited about this one, right?
I actually am. You know, like, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty pumped about Mandalorian also, like, because the lineup of directors for that alone is phenomenal. But I'm excited. This one is going to follow,
Cassian? Is it Cassian or Cassian?
Cassian.
Cassian. I guess.
I think it's Cassian. Andor was played by Diego Luna in Rogue One. I'm super fucking pumped because, you know, while we knew these characters were only going to get one movie, especially like him and stuff, like, I'm excited to see some of the other characters that, you know, maybe not like the Jedi, not Jedi, whatever he was.
Rebel.
But I'm thinking like K2SO. Like,
mm-hmm. Yes.
After that movie, one of my favorite droids in the entire franchise. Like, if you lined up all like the main droids from Star Wars, from BB-8 to R2 to Chopper to Bucket from the Resistance or whatever to K2SO, I'm gonna pick K2SO. Like, he was funny. He was like sassy as shit. Yeah. Like, he was such a good character. So I hope they bring him back. One, because I love Alan Tudyk. Anytime Alan Tudyk's anything, I get super pumped. Like, honestly,
they have to bring him back because it would be a buddy cop movie, right? With those two,
yeah, like
or a buddy cop TV show.
If my wife was watching, and I'm gonna say this, I'm sorry, but I might love Alan Tudyk more than I love her own children because I just love him in everything he's in.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think he's been in anything horrible.
Everything from Tucker and Dale versus Evil to Firefly. To a Wreck-It Ralph. I mean, like, the dude, every time he pops up in something, like, I just love it. And so him as the voice of this droid was phenomenal.
Even
he's also on the Tick. He's the voice of the robot on the Tick, if you guys are watching.
He's that. But do you ever watch Death at a Funeral? Or what was it? Yeah, was it Death at a Funeral? I think it was something like that, but it was the British version of it. And he was in that, and he was fantastic.
Yeah, and just I want him to come back. And then there's been some rumors flying around of certain things we may see. Like, there's talks that they may bring back Crimson Dawn, and which was what Darth Maul was a part of in the Solo story, since we may not get the Solo franchise movies, you know, now because of all that. But that they may bring that story over to this because it takes place roughly around the same time.
And
obviously, like, yeah, right. Like, I
want more Darth Maul. Ever since I saw him on screen for the first time, I don't even care. They should give him his own freaking series. Like, that is one of the most iconic villains that never got enough screen time. He was killed too soon.
Yeah. And even when they did bring him back, like, he, you know, was in the Clone Wars a lot. He was a good portion and stuff, but even then his story ends in Rebels. But, and that's the kind of the thing where it's like, well, that's about 9 years or so before, you know, a New Hope, which is kind of where his story ends. So, like, how far back are we going to go with this character and all that stuff? I was watching, you know, all these cowboy movies, and I was watching Open Range, and Diego Luna's in that, like, the guy plays Cassian. And I'm sitting there going, like, man, I recognize this motherfucker. Where do I know this kid from? Because he's, like, super young, because it was, like, 2002 or something when that movie came out. And so I was like, man, this kid, where do I know him from? And I looked it up, and I was like, motherfucker, like, that's a dude from Rogue One. I don't think I'd ever, when he was cast in this movie, I didn't know what he was from. Like, I could not have placed him in anything before that. Because I think he does a lot of, like, Spanish movie. So.
Hey, guys. Listen.
Hi.
Did you guys know that the Satanists are, they could sue people? I didn't know that this was an actual organization.
No, it's an organization.
I guess it's the Church of the Satan.
Satanic Temple.
Oh, okay. Well, they're suing Netflix over Sabrina, the teenage witch,
because of the use of the statue.
Yeah, the Baphomet statue.
Yep.
It's not. Can you sue over that? Like, do they own that statue?
Yes.
Kind of. Because
do they really?
They kind of designed it themselves.
They paid an artist to make that statue, and then they pretty much ripped that statue off for the show. Now, the thing is, like, you can use, like, the artwork and stuff kind of based on it, because there's a lot of different variations, but the article we're looking at, they show the difference between the real one and the one in the show, and they're pretty fucking identical. It's
uncanny, yeah.
And so it's the use of the statue, which was, again, designed that they paid for specifically. So, it, like, I've seen some people that are, you know, yeah, like, if it would be like if you design a cross, a very specific cross design for a church, and then someone else stole that design that you did specifically for that church and used it in something else. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the cross. It's not the Baphomet that they're suing over. It's the, like, that specific design was pretty ripped off. And that's what it comes down to.
They're suing for $150 million.
Yeah, which is, I told you guys this, I love Sabrina. It was in that Baphomet statue in the school. I was like, that's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
That thing looks so cool.
I think I'm like four or five episodes in and I'm liking it.
I'm not going to, like, my background on my phone.
Oh!
Is Baphomet.
Like a chair. Oh,
okay.
He's like, well, that's our show, everyone.
But it's the thing with Baphomet, it's not like the, it's not to the, and also the problem is like the way that it was used in the show, and like the way that how Satan and stuff is represented in the show is not how the church or the Satanic Temple and the Church of Satan like actually approach Satan and stuff. Like they don't believe any of that. They don't like sacrifice children. It's not any of that like Satanistic like hype bullshit that you hear in like the movies or the '80s or 70s, you know, whenever all that stuff was going on. Like it's all about you. Like everything. So that's another thing. Like they used it in a way where it's not necessarily reflective of their religion. And then of course also the stealing, direct stealing of their statue, whatever. So they had some issues with the show. But again, I don't know. It's fucking Sabrina. Like if this had been on, I think, on any other network, if it's been on like CW or some shit, like it was supposed to be, it probably would have been a problem, but they know that it's Netflix and they're probably like, cool, let's get that $150 million, please.
Yeah, basically. They'll ask for $150 million. They'll settle for like 10 out of court.
Yeah.
Out of court. Yeah. And yep.
I will say this though. I some of the work that they actually do, I thoroughly enjoy. Like they're the people that, like, when a local state government says like, hey, the Ten Commandments outside of the courthouse or whatever, that they then like sue them for it, and like, well, if you're gonna put that, then you gotta put our statue out there too. And, like, they're those people. They're the ones that keep the separation of church and state in check and stuff. Or if a school district says, hey, you gotta put up the Lord's Prayer in the classrooms or whatever, then they go, cool, you've also gotta put up the Satanic like prayer as well. Like they do all this stuff. Like to say, like, well, if you're gonna do that for that religion, you gotta treat all them equally. So put ours in there as well.
Listen, there's something going on with Conan O'Brien, and it's with the Church of Comedy.
Church of Comedy.
Satan,
which is
right?
Satan, yeah. he's trying to reinvent the late night talk show, which I think does need to happen. We've reached a point in our society kind of that a lot of people just watch clips online. YouTube is huge, and Conan is trying to go that way. So he's shortening his show from an hour to 30 minutes, and then he's moving a lot of his skits and a lot of his things online to YouTube. And he's going to have a lot more behind the scenes. You're going to see a lot more traveling with him. He's going to do a lot more gaming stuff. And so he wants to change with the times. And I think that it's very much needed, because as much as late night is fun, I haven't sat down in front of the TV to watch a late night show in years. I usually, if I watch something from one of these shows, it generally is on YouTube. If it's an interview or an excerpt or a skit, that's where I watch it.
They probably realize that too, so that's why they're just trying to get on the train while they can.
Mm-hmm. So I applaud him. I've always loved Conan. Has always been my late night host. I started watching him years back, and I absolutely was shattered a little bit whenever he went off the air and he spent a year traveling around the world. I was like, please let him come back.
But, yeah. He was always my favorite too. I told you guys about that. I was like in a clip of his, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like back when I was working at Guitar Center back in like 2005 or 2006, he was doing a blues set outside of, there was a blues bar called Blues. Yeah, a lot of it. And we were walking by to get lunch and he was doing just some really funny shit. So we were laughing. And then one of the cameras turned and like filmed us for a second. And they ended up airing it that night. It was one of those like Conan O'Brien in Chicago episodes. And I had to, the funny thing is people who like knew me later in life recognized me because my sideburns, I used to have like really crazy sideburns.
You don't say.
Yeah, I know, right? I always keep it strange with the facial hair. But I'll try to find it. But it was an episode of Conan back in 2005 or 2006 with Chappelle, like Dave Chappelle was on there, and it was like his first interview since like doing like leaving the Chappelle Show and all that
crazy
stuff.
Huh, how is it that you always find your way onto fucking TV shows? And
always, I don't fucking know, dude.
You just walk,
but you have such... you make your way on, but you never pimp the show.
I'm just charming. Well, yeah, what, okay. Yeah, in 2005, yo, check out my podcast. Like, what the fuck is a podcast?
It's coming up in 9 years. I'll be there in 9 years. Check it out.
Just
check
promoting it in advance.
Oh. Pacific Rim is coming to Netflix as a anime. Guys, do we care?
Yay.
Do we care at all?
What I find most interesting about this whole thing, not just that. I think I'd probably, if it looks good, I may check it out. The movies were fun, right? So why not?
Yeah,
but Altered Carbon, which I don't know if you guys watched that first season on Netflix. Very good show.
I've heard good things. I want to watch it.
A very, like, just mind fucking. It's very good. That also is getting a anime series on Netflix.
Nice.
Which, I mean, the first season was great. It was dark. It was again, it was crazy. It's very adult, so don't watch it around your kids or at work or, you know, something
Colin,
like that.
Colin and I are 4 episodes in.
there is literally an episode with a fight scene with a chick fighting a clone of herself, or no, this chick fighting clones of this one person. And when they come out of the clone thing, like, they're naked. So it's just this one chick fighting like 18 naked versions of this one chick. And it's just like full frontal. I mean, because they're straight out of the goo. And it's,
well, when they came out of the goo, I said, and that's how babies are born.
Yeah, sir. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. Let's get into some gaming news. Here's a sad thing, is which I'm surprised that they're still around, but Prima Games is closing down. Strategy Guide. Has anyone...
I always thought it was Prima.
Is it Prima? Or Prima? Yeah. Okay, let's go with Prima. Prima Games is shutting down, guys. The Strategy Guide company.
Which, here's my opinion. It's amazing they lasted this long.
Yep.
That's what I said the same.
Especially on the internet.
Websites like IGN and Game Informer and Achievement Hunter and all these other things come out. Why does this need to exist anymore? You know what I mean? Like, it becomes so like crowdsourced.
Yeah, I've been going, like, when even back in the day, I used to go to gamefaqs.com and I would get all my walkthroughs there. Now we have YouTube. We have specific like gaming sites for trophy hunting or achievement hunting. Like, yeah, I mean, they've served their purpose. The only thing they're going to have is like basically day one content, which they should try to find a way to, you know, if they wanted to stay ahead of the market,
they're gone.
Make those videos.
You know, I gotta go back a little second, a minute in the chat, because Mike goes Anna meh, and you know, people listening, listen, Mike today really ruffled my feathers in our step.
Ruffled my feathers.
Yeah, you know what? I'm on board. I'm with you on this one, Jer.
It seems that he's just anti anything to do other than live action. I don't know if he likes Toy Story movies. I don't know if he likes any kind of animation. He put down the new Pokemon movie because it freaks him out. And he says, meh, some people are into it. I'm not into it. And then now with this whole Anna meh thing, Mike, what's going on in your life, man? What made you hate animation so much?
What made you hate animation? You mean the art of movement?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That Detective Pikachu movie is dope as shit.
I am really surprised that I liked it, seeing as I don't really care for Pokemon, but I would see that movie because it looked hilarious.
Fucking Ratty says, fuck Mike.
Oh, I Ratty's vote, a huge Pokemon.
And then Ratty says, I vote to ban Mike. Okay.
Oh.
Bye, Mike. We'll see you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, so I don't know. I love that Pokemon Detective Pikachu. It looks phenomenal.
And someone says the only weird thing about it is that Pikachu talking. Well, yeah, but like only that one dude hears him. Like everyone else just hears Pika Pika. Like, that's what makes it so fucking funny.
That's how they, like, when we first heard that this was coming out, we were all like, wait a minute, Ryan Reynolds is going to voice Pikachu? This sounds fucking terrible. But then when you see it and you're just like, oh, they're geniuses. Like, how good is this?
And I wonder, because, like, once again, I have no clue about Pokemon lore, but I wonder if they find, like, their owner or their, like, their one, if they can understand them. I wonder if that's a thing in the Pokemon lore. Is that?
I don't know. I also want to know if this movie's going to be rated, because there's, like, moments in the trailer and stuff where it's like, this could go either way. Like, this looks PG-13. Almost, it could be. Like, it could be a PG-13 movie. Mm-hmm. Did it say? No. I feel like it's going to be PG at most, but, like, it could be just because of, like, kind of the, I mean, like, the Charizard. The real, like, yeah, I mean, like, Charizard looked like he was in a fighting pit. Mm-hmm. Like, it, and so it had that kind of, and then there was, like, a part where they were at a club, and it looked like Jigglypuff was behind, like, a, was, like, a almost like a mob boss behind a corner booth and, like, a shitty, like, sleazy bar. Like,
wait, somewhere. Danny DeVito did the video game voice? I want to play this game now.
By the way, who's
hey, how you doing? I'm Pikachu.
Who's
it'll be just basically Frank Reynolds.
Well, yeah, awesome. There was the Detective Pikachu, like, you know, video game.
Yeah, that's what they're referring to. That's yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't know that was Danny DeVito. That's hilarious.
Who's buying the Pokemon game? For
me.
Switch.
Yeah.
Isn't that coming out like this Friday?
Yep.
Everything comes out this Friday. All right, we're getting finally
comes out this Wednesday. Yeah,
guys, finally we're getting a follow-up to the greatest movie ever made, Super Mario Brothers. Do you guys remember this? Back in the early days of 8-bit, I went out on a limb and said it was the greatest movie ever made, video game movie ever. I still stand by that. You guys said I was wrong, but you guys are being proven wrong today. Oh, wait, this is an animated. Oh, this has nothing to do with.
I was going to say there's no way because Mario and Koopa are both dead.
Yeah, I know. We're getting an animated Mario Brothers movie, and it's coming out in 2022. And guess what? Miyamoto is involved. So that means it's probably going to be right. Awesome. Don't know what that word I was going to say there.
Money. That Goomba picture. I was not ready for that in the news.
Yeah.
Microsoft is in the news because they are saying, hey guys, we're taking this game thing seriously and we're going to improve the App Store.
Finally.
After 6 years of release. So that's a good thing, guys. When it comes to games, they're going to fix it. But everything else, you go fuck yourself.
Basically.
There is a jewelry store that's offering a Nintendo Switch for customers who spend $1,200 or more this holiday season. So you can get yourself a Switch. You know what? Not a bad deal, though. You know, you get your wife something nice, you get yourself something nice.
Yeah, because I easily spent $1,200 on my wife's, like, Christmas present 2 years ago at a jewelry store. So I wish they would have given me a Switch for free.
Yeah, Before it was even out, it was just some random guy that, like, hey. Come here.
Hey,
2 years ago? How long has the Switch been out? I guess it'll be a year and a half.
It'll be a year.
No, maybe it's been 2 years because we gave it away at the last two cons.
Yeah, it's the second anniversary coming up. He's just sitting there in a trench coat. Hey, yo, bro. He opens it up. Switch is just hanging.
Mm-hmm.
So
what the fuck is that?
If you go to Helzberg Diamonds before December 24th, you can receive a Nintendo Switch for yourself. And you don't have to tell anyone how you got it until your wife asks.
Or IRS comes and audits you?
Or that. Fortnite has surpassed 8.3 million concurrent players, guys.
Concurrent.
Co-current. Concurrent. Concurrent.
Concurrent.
Concurrent.
Concurrent.
Concurrent.
Concurrent.
Concurrent. Concurrent. Current. Current cons. Anyways, concurrent.
It's a console council thing all over again.
I concur. Concur.
Fortnite surpasses 8.3 million
concurrent
active players. How about that one there, buddy?
8.3 million players all playing at the same time.
Fortnite has surpassed 8.3 concurrent players.
Just 8.3 players. There's like a third of a person like just leaning on Fortnite, just leaning on the keyboard.
He died. He's on his deathbed.
Somebody fell asleep with their arm just over it.
So that's a lot of players buying shit.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, because you know they all have.
That's why Sony was like, "All right, maybe we should rethink the situation."
So that's a lot of people buying those $10 passes every 3 months.
Yeah.
Hey, how much were they charging for those? How much were they charging for those NFL licenses?
$1,500.
So how much does that come down to? How much does it come up to?
Probably about almost $20.
$20. Okay. So, but you get access to every single team.
That's what it makes you seem. I believe you do. I don't know if they make you choose one, but I think you get access to every team. So that if that's the case, then that's cool.
No, that is. Yeah, you definitely do. And then you also get some exclusive like stuff, like a hat, and you get some like you get your little.
You could earn like a football float or something like that, like one of the raft or whatever, the thing you're floating down with.
So for $20, you like get some pretty good. You get some pretty good content.
Yeah, okay. if you're really into NFL and you're into Fortnite, I mean, there you go, hand in hand.
How about
you get to support your team?
How about this? How about PUBG charging $25 for a single skin?
Yeah,
for a movie GTFO that no one cared about. So PUBG came out and they said, "Hey guys, we've got these Suicide Squad skins in PUBG, and for $24.99, you can get Harley Quinn."
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah, it looks fucking terrible too. It's not even a great looking Harley Quinn.
No, they put out this PR. Of
by the way, it is Suicide Squad Harley Quinn for anyone
it's the Suicide Squad versions of these characters, which makes it worse because it's like 2 years too late, and also
like what a tie-in there. I bet you
PUBG 2 years too late is their mantra.
Yeah, it's terrible. And then the Joker skin looks absolutely just ridiculous, and he's $20. It looks so dumb, and what they gave for PR and what it looks like in reality are two completely different things, and they look really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really bad. So, whew. Well, that's the show.
Is it though?
Yeah, I don't have anything. There's no other. There's no other notes.
And on PUBG,
do you have another note?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I love you guys.
Oh, I love you too, Kev.
Here we go. Doug stays quiet.
Yeah, you know.
You already know. Like, that's the thing. Doug has already given his... He's already said, "I love you" to one person this year. He ain't happening it again. He said it to me. Remember when I, came back from...
One year I'll get his love.
1 year, maybe.
It's going to be an off year. But I'll get it.
Yeah, it'll be a jump year.
A jump year?
a leap year?
No, it's smaller than a leap. A jump is. A... God, I'm dumb.
Oh, I love you guys so much.
I mean, you said it, not us. So I don't want to get angry texts from your wife about us picking on you later.
It's a leap year. Sorry. Fucking Jesus. I thought getting this fucking this pacemaker installed would like maybe help the head too, you know?
Yeah, pump you know, you're keeping your heart beating, maybe your brain's getting more oxygen, it's just doing better.
It's just doing better. I'm on a machine that gives me more oxygen. Nope. Maybe the damage is just done and I can't recover from it.
Like Janice saying in the chat, you may have started a term here.
Yeah, a chumpier.
Chumpier.
Jer coining new terms. All right. Yep, that's true. Here we go. All right. That's the show, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope that I hope you join us next jump year for episode 300. That's when.
Like sooner than that.
300 is when the jump year starts. Kev. It's a jump.
Jump.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
We haven't had a bad outro in a long time.
you gotta say the thing first.
Oh yeah. Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit. Thank you.